Graham Smith of the Republic Pressure Group, which is calling for the abolition of the monarchy, on the line. Now, Graham, you want Britain to be a republic. The Guardian also, and this may surprise you, The Guardian also wants Britain to be a republic. But how would you get from A to B? What is a realistic scenario that you can see where Britain would throw off the monarchy and become a republic? One thing that I thought is that after the Queen's reign ends, Charles will be a lot less popular than his mother, and maybe at that point public sympathy for the royals will alter. But what do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly the Queen acts as a certain cushion against the sort of level of scrutiny that the monarchy should be receiving. But it's not a passive process where we simply sit back and wait for one monarch to die and another one to come in. This, like any other political issue, this is something which needs people to get up and make the case. And you know, and public opinion will turn when that case is made, you know, coherently and effectively, because you know, it is an institution that's steeped in power. It is essentially, to put it bluntly, corrupt in the sense that it abuses its position for private gain. And it's about exposing it for what it is, making the arguments, and showing people that there is a problem that needs a solution, and just showing them that there is a very simple and democratic solution on offer. And like any other big political issues, you know, public opinion can turn very quickly.
And what would that democratic solution look like to you? Would it be an elected president? As head of state?
Well, yeah, I mean, the solution is very simple. You carry on having the Prime Minister in the House of Commons, you elect the House of Lords, you have a written constitution that says, you know, sort of lays down the line in terms of where the limits of their powers are, and then you have an elected head of state that is there to do the job that the Queen is supposed to do, which is to be the referee and the check and the balance on the PM's power, and is there to represent the nation in a ceremonial capacity, as well as being a that kind of constitutional sort of defender of the people kind of role. So, I mean, you know, it's a role that works very well in the Republic of Ireland. They elect and have elected a succession of very eminent and successful heads of state. They don't run the country. They don't make political decisions. They do a good job of representing Ireland, but also the Irish diaspora around the world.
Do you feel frustrated that people seem so unwilling to look at this issue in theoretical terms? My impression is they prefer to look at it through the lens of the personalities. So after Diana died, people felt the Queen reacted in a cold way. People started to turn against the monarchy. But today, people love Kate, people feel affectionate towards the Queen again, people seem to like William and Harry, and so they don't seem to raise these issues or think about these issues.
I mean, it's not a theoretical exercise, it is just hard, and it's politics at the end of the day, and I think that that personal aspect that you're talking about is a double-edged sword for the royals, because, you know, all this kind of affected and sort of artificially constructive love for the royals that's going on at the moment is all very, very superficial. I mean, most people in the country aren't really buying it. They're not really affectionate towards these people. They don't really care about them. And they're quite dull people. They're not people that really capture the imagination and any kind of loyalty or public following beyond the hardcore monarchists. So that's a double-edged sword. That will wear off very quickly, as it did with the older generation. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Charles was being sort of fakered as the new generation. So, you know, that's not really a problem, because, you know, those personalities are part of the issue as much as the theory of republicanism and democracy.
Okay, Graham Smith from Republic, thank you.